Welcome to Manpower Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Manpower Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. Last show, we discussed a way to tell the difference between a goal and a plan. Remember that plans describe actions that you do, and goals are described with B statements. According to Joseph D. Allison, the author of Setting Goals That Count, the term heart refers to our goal setting, and the term mind refers to our daily planning to achieve our goals. A person's heart guides what his mind thinks, good or bad, right or wrong. Do you have your pen and paper ready to take a few notes? Well, great. Let's get started. Now, if you haven't purchased your copy of the book or don't have a copy of the book, you will want to refer to these notes for the next 30 days and implement them daily. Yes, we are building a new habit, and this skill will help you build the life of your dreams. Now, when is the last time you checked your blueprint or dream life plan? You have written one down, haven't you? If not, get busy. Write it down. You have to know where you're going so when you get there, you'll know that you've arrived. Are you on schedule? Now, let's start with a series of checklists to test your goals. Is it a good goal? Does it bring a positive result? Is it built on hope instead of despair? Here's another way to test your goals. Are you a mature adult? Just to make sure we're on the same page, according to psychologists, the characteristics of adult thinking are as follows. 1. Adult thinkers acknowledge reality no matter how painful. 2. Adult thinkers delay satisfaction. They're willing to wait months or even years for the things they desire. 3. Adult thinkers contribute to the community. They address the needs of neighbors as well as their personal needs. And 4. Adult thinkers concede predominance. Adult thinkers know life is not like a Burger King commercial. They cannot have it their way every time. I want you to examine to see if your thinking is mature in two areas. First, do you care for others as deeply as you care for yourself? A psychologically mature person may address his neighbor's needs after his own needs are satisfied, but the spiritually mature person often deals with the other's needs before he deals with his own. Second, do you apply what you've learned from your failures? Do you consider discouraging situations as a failure or consider it as an experiment? How many ways did Edison find that did not produce light? Wasn't it over 5,000 tries before the light bulb was actually invented? Remember, experiments never fail. They always teach you something. Failures can provide rich compost from which to learn. Just remember to keep the valuable information and apply it to the future and dispose of what gave you less than valuable results. Get rid of it, purge it from your life, and continue growing. The characteristics of a mature life are, 1, you make the best of God-given opportunities. 2, your life brings good results to yourself and others. 3, you discriminate between good and bad choices. 4, you measure yourself by the best. 5, you think as an adult. 6, you care about others as deeply as you care for yourself. And 7, you apply what you've learned from your mistakes and failures. Now, back to testing your goals. Can you ask yourself and honestly answer the following questions? Do I have any errant or wrong goals? Do I have any inadequate or insufficient goals? Do I have any outdated goals that no longer fit my lifestyle or my future? Are these really my goals? Or am I adopting these goals to please other people, well-meaning friends, or family? Now, let's look at making plans. You have a choice in becoming what you choose. Are you ready to look at a few examples of goals and plans? Now, if I'm going too fast, take notes on what you can, and please go back and listen to this information again. Now, we're going to have three examples here. The first is a goal, and it's to be self-employed. The plan is take night courses in the field of my choice. The second goal is to be outgoing and friendly person. The plan is introduce myself to a stranger every day. The third goal is graduate from college or vocational training program. The plan is to get a course catalog, schedule an interview with an admission director. First, notice that each goal is a B statement. Number three is really saying, I will be a college graduate. Each plan or do statement is a specific action that moves you one step closer to reaching your goal. Second, I want you to notice that each plan statement is specific. Let me ask you, why do we tend to make general, vague plans? That's easy to answer. It's because we don't want to admit to failure. In our mind, a vague plan cannot fail because it allows us the ability to define it later, and it seldom motivates us to make any significant change in our lives. If you want to reach a specific goal, you need to make a specific plan. Third, notice that plans are the initial steps. These plans will not remake a person overnight. You need to think in terms of long and short-term goals. You should expect to change lifelong habits over a period of time. Just like you didn't get to where you are currently in your life overnight, and for most of us, it will take time for the changes to feel normal. You will need to allow a realistic timetable to achieve your goal. And that does not mean you have a built-in excuse for procrastination. Remember, a burning desire means that you're willing to work extra hours, learn the necessary skills, and compile research to ensure your success. At weight loss clinics, counselors state that the people who set unrealistic goals or plans are usually the ones to quit. Are you a quitter? Please understand that you won't be miraculously transformed as soon as you change your mind or set a goal. Just as the overweight person needs to change their eating pattern gradually to lose 50 pounds, it takes a while to change your life. Designing a dream life is the first phase of a plan. Building a solid foundation is the second. Setting goals and having a workable plan to meet those goals is phase three. Understand, your heart must be redirected. Your heart must then redirect your mental outlook. And your mental outlook must redirect your actions. I'm going to repeat that a little slower this time. Your heart must be redirected. Your heart must then redirect your mental outlook, and your mental outlook must redirect your actions. Be patient and set goals that count. 1. Your plan should require action. 2. Your plans should be specific. And 3. They should allow a realistic amount of time for change. Now I want you to ask yourself this question. What's realistic for me? Now is not the time in your life to lie to yourself. If you can take action and complete the task and ingrain the new habit in 20 days, do it. On the other hand, if it takes you 45 days, that's okay too, as long as you're completing the daily actions you've outlined in your plan. Let's look at a worksheet for planning. So if you have not been taking notes, get a pen and paper. Now there are 6 parts to this worksheet, and they are: number 1, compare your real self to your ideal self. I'm going to repeat that. Compare your real self to your ideal self. Number 2, list opportunities for change. Number 3, consider the preparation. 4, write your action plan. 5, implementation. And 6, an evaluation. Now we're going to go through these one at a time. The first is compare your real self to your ideal self. Examine the following. Your relationship with God. Is a relationship based on trust or fear? Do you see him as a friend, a shepherd, a teacher, or a judge? Your identity. Ask yourself, am I shy or outgoing? Trusting or distrusting? Loving or resentful? Gentle or sarcastic? Is my view of the future hopeful or gloomy? Your relationships. Answer these questions. Am I most comfortable when I'm lively or quiet? When people approve or encourage or disapprove, but not discourage. Does other people's approval mean a great deal to me, or make little or no difference, and does not influence or guide me at all? List opportunities for change. Who must you become in order to reach your goals? For example, from being shy to outgoing, from being fearful to hopeful, in order to obtain that next level of personal growth, or maybe a promotion on your job. Consider the preparation that you need to seize the opportunities as they present themselves. Here are four basic kinds of preparations to consider, or the KISC formula. The K is for knowledge. What information will you need to know? The I is for insight. What will you need to understand about God, yourself, and others to do this? The S is for sensitivity. What feelings of God and others would you be aware of? And the C is for conditioning. What skills will you need to learn or develop? Okay, got it. Here's a quick recap. Compare your real self to the person you want to become. List the opportunities for change. Preparation. Do you have the knowledge, insight, and sensitivity? And condition yourself to get the skills needed. Now you're ready to write your plan of action. Take everything from the KISC formula, and you remember knowledge, insight, sensitivity, and condition, and list them in the order of their importance. Implementation. Write a full description of the opportunity and be specific. Exactly what do you plan to do? When will you start? How long will it take? Evaluation. Describe the standards that you will use to determine whether this activity is helping you meet your goal. What specific changes do you expect to see in yourself? What changes do you expect to see in others? How long should you wait before your next evaluation? What would cause you to stop? Your goals are what you intend to become. Your plans are what you intend to do. Your goals or future identity inspire your plans or immediate actions. In John Powell's book, Fully Human, Fully Alive, he calls this goal setting vision therapy. He states, there can be no real change, no real growth in any of us until our vision is changed. What is your vision? Is it waking up in your dream life surrounded by friends and family, or maybe vacationing all over the world? Practice closing your eyes and seeing your fantastic life while experiencing the many pleasures in your mind's eye. Continue to consult your vision of the finished picture. Every day you make minor decisions that can help you attain your goal of vision. You can choose the goals that count. I encourage you to read Setting Goals That Count by Joseph D. Allison. This is Men Power Talk Radio at www.menpower-radio.com. And I invite you to share this show with your friends and family. I also invite you to share my friend and mentor show, Miss Raven Blair Davis Kitchen Table Talk Radio, with the women of your life. Go to www.menpower-radio.com to hear Raven share her views of how life is just beginning. Let's make this world a better world to live. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy, signing off with Enjoy Life. Have fun.